So, two concurrent crises involving the presence or the potential to make weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and in North Korea. And today there are two competing op-ed page articles by former Clinton administration policymakers, one in the Washington Post and the other in the New York Times. The one in the Post argues that the U.S. cannot deal with one now and wait to deal with the other later. It's co-written by former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger and the man who negotiated with North Korea, Robert Gallucci. We called Gallucci about their argument, which is titled, Two Crises, No Back Burner.
As you think about this, there are a number of things that are of very serious consequence happening around the world, and the war on terrorism is one of them. The two that seem to compete directly and people like to compare are the problems in North Korea and Iraq, because both are points on the axis of evil as defined by the president, and also because both are pursuing weapons of mass destruction. And then the superficial comparison is that, well, the North Koreans are so far ahead of the Iraqis, why not go there first? But our point really was that if you look more closely at the pacing of events, the United States has put a lot into pressing the UN to press Iraq. And that pressure has to be kept up if we're to maintain our credibility and if we're to get the outcomes we want in Iraq. At the same time, the North Koreans have been putting a lot of pressure on the international community and hoping to put pressure on the United States by taking some very provocative steps this past week and indicating they're going to take an even more provocative steps.
What if the North Koreans have, in fact, rather artfully picked a time to provoke a crisis over their nuclear plan, knowing that the U.S. is building up in Iraq, and knowing that back in the 1990s, the Clinton administration considered airstrikes, I gather, as one way of possibly dealing with the nuclear plant in North Korea? And what if they've actually have found the U.S.'s weakness, that it really can't get involved in this kind of action on two continents at once?
I wouldn't be at all surprised if the North Koreans are reading the newspapers, but I don't know that I would attribute to them the calculation ahead of time that they were going to escalate this crisis as the situation between us and Iraq was getting more pregnant. I think the timelines have converged, and I think the North Koreans are taking advantage of the fact that the administration is engaged elsewhere and well knows that two military contingencies at the same time is not what we would contemplate happily. But I don't think there's this kind of calculation. We, on the other hand, do need to deal with the reality, and that is really the argument that Sandy Berger and I were making, that the reality is that both these actually are quite critical, whether one wants to call them a crisis or not, and they need to be dealt with indeed at the same time.
Mr. Gallucci, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you very much.
Robert Gallucci, who is now Dean of the Georgetown School of Foreign Service and co-author of the Washington Post op-ed piece today, Two Crises, No Back Burner. Well, on the New York Times op-ed page today, a piece by former Secretary of State Warren Christopher, and the headline there is, Iraq Belongs on the Back Burner. Mr. Christopher, first of all, why does the U.S. have to choose between these two problem areas?
I think the problem is one of priorities, Robert. What I've been concerned about is that we seem to be lurching toward a war with Iraq without considering whether there are other graver dangers around the globe. I would certainly put terrorism right at the top of that list, and I don't think the United States is in a position to give sufficient policy consideration to that many crises at the same time if we are at war with Iraq. I regard there being a number of different higher priorities, perhaps at the present time, than the situation in Iraq, although I agree we need to keep the pressure on.
But you describe in your article the experience of how hard it is for an administration, actually, to focus on more than one foreign crisis at once.
Yes, it has not been my experience that if we're at war or handling one crisis, it overshadows all the others. I think it's very hard to get traction on other issues if you're at war, as we may be with Iraq. So what I'm urging here is that the president step back, if he will, and consider whether or not he has his priorities right. I believe I would regard, as far as the imminent danger, the situation in North Korea, the terrorism situation, and even the situation in Israel, as being of great moment and of great concern.
I wonder, though, you cite the example of, back in the Carter administration, of negotiating the end of the Iranian hostage crisis. That preoccupied an entire administration?
It certainly did, and many have suggested, and perhaps rightly, that it obscured our view of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan at that time.
If, in fact, the North Korean nuclear program poses a greater or more immediate threat than whatever is going on in Iraq, how could the U.S. conceivably at this point, having pushed so hard and begun to move so many more troops toward the vicinity of Iraq, in any way reduce its attention on Iraq?
Until the president gives the signal to go to war, I think we can always step back from that. We have in place in Iraq now a much stronger inspection regime than we've had before. I think it's important that that run its course, both for our relations with the U.N., and for our relations with our allies. That doesn't mean we're unconcerned about Iraq. Indeed, no one would defend Saddam Hussein, certainly not I. But the situation there, I think, is not as imminently dangerous as either international terrorism or North Korea at the present time.
Secretary Christopher, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Warren Christopher, former U.S. Secretary of State, and the author of an article on today's New York Times op-ed page titled, "Iraq Belongs on the Back Burner." We also spoke to Robert Gallucci.